Men of Genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Professional Sports Leg Cramp Rubber Outer.
Mr. Professional Sports Leg Cramp Rubber Outer.
Most men dream of one day playing in front of 60,000 fans. Your dream? Giving another man a tender thigh massage in front of 60,000 fans.
Look at me!
When you snap on the surgical gloves and start rubbing, you tell the world, this is the part of my job my parents don't tell their friends about.
Utterly embarrassed!
Deep thigh bruises? No problem. But if someone has a groin pull, well, he'll have to take that into his own hands. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh healer of the hamstring, because you'll never rub us the wrong way.
Mr. Professional Sports Leg Cramp Rubber Outer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome to week 12 of the RBFFL. Skipped a week, had a little Mac service had to do, and couldn't work out or just didn't have the time with Thanksgiving to try to use another platform. But good news is we're all fixed, and in that period of time, lots happened, including some trades. One sort of happened that no one really noticed because it didn't really matter much, and that was the Crabs got a Baltimore defense from the Finns, and they swapped second and third round picks, so the Finns have their first, and then they have their second, and the Crabs second. And then, of course, the blockbuster trade that we just had in the last 24 hours, where Mahomes and Barkley are being shipped to the Cows in return for Dobbs, the superstar, and of course Cook, rising up and coming young running back. But the big component of all of that obviously was that the Cows now will be giving the Finns their first round pick, and in return the Finns will give the lesser of their second round pick, or the Crabs second round pick. At this rate, in the it will probably be the Crabs second round pick, because the rules are that you have to have all three picks in that draft. Of course, we're up for discussing whether or not that's the right thing to do. I did have a very quick look at the NFL. The NFL, you do have to have all your picks for a draft. So even though there's lots of swapping and giving and receiving, at the end of the day, get a certain amount of picks for the draft. Anyway, we can work it out any way we want. We'll all vote on it in this incredibly democratic fantasy football league that's evolved over time, where we all have a say in the future of the game. And thank God for that, because there is a war on democracy, but not when it comes to our fantasy football league. So let's jump into this week's games. There were some insanely exciting ones, but there were some boring ones. I'm going to just start off with the Crabs 157 defeating the Dockers 102. Love had 25 on Thanksgiving Day, and for the first time he had a nationally televised game, and all of those people who said he was dead or dead on arrival that hadn't even watched a game, maybe prove it wrong. Very, very nice win. White hat 18 continues to be a great running back, very solid. Thielen had one in a down week. Smith had 28 in the Philly Buffalo game, which was a barn burner. Laporta had 17. Kamara had 15. Pittman 25. For the first time in a while, special teams actually scored, and they had 28. On the bench, Watson had 20. Freiermuth, back now from IR, had 29. So all was pretty good for the Crabs. For the Dockers, 12 for Minshew. Henry, good week for him, 20, 12 for Kirk, 14 for London, 15 for Kelsey. 4 for Edwards, 14 for Reed. Reed looks really good. 11 for special teams on the bench. Hubbard had 19. That'll bring a smile to the Dockers. Atwell had 10. And Everett had 14. So some points there. We'll get to the standings in a second, but you'd have to think at 5-7. It's going to have to be a win out at all costs and then hope for some losses. There are some talented players on that team. The Budgies, 144, defeated the Maulers, 76. This is a little surprising. Not necessarily for the Budgies. The Maulers were just a tad underdone. For Goffey at 14, 4 for Warren, 13 for Ayuk. 18 for Brown. He continues to be really, really solid. 11 for Kmet. Pacheco had 25 and Alave had 25. I think he had maybe a concussion, not sure. Special teams combined for 36 with the Dolphins scoring 30. Dylan had 10, 21 for Mostert. Cook had 17, so some points on the bench, that's for sure. For the Maulers, 76, one of their down weeks, 8 for Herbert. Gibbs had 10, Lockett 6, 12 for Chase, 4 for Kittle. These are kind of just those scores that always kind of just don't help you to get to 100. 12 for single, Terry, 13 for Cooper. He got a little banged up. Special teams had 21. On the bench, Stevenson had 20. And that was about it. The Hamsters, 142. Defeated the Queens, 132 in the Who Cares Bowl. Both of them now 4-8. One of the best scores of the year for Hamsters, 14 for Jackson, 35 for McCaffrey, 21 for Samuel, 4 for Bateman, 8 for Kincaid, Harris had 15, 11 for Njoku. Special teams had 34, just an all-round great scoring performance. And on the bench, Brown had 14, Piron had 13, 21. Oh, that's the Broncos. They've been solid, the Broncos. So good score for the Hamsters and a good score for the Queens, 25 for Lawrence. 7 for Mixon, 25 for Evans, 28 for Nico Collins, 9 for Ingram. Robinson had 8. Robinson actually has been super surprising if you look at the running back scores for the year. Adams had 12 and special teams at 18. On the bench, 27 for Gabe Davis. He'll pop up every now and again and kind of crush your heart. Douglas had 10. Continues to look good for a rookie in a horrible, horrible offensive team. The Wipeouts continue to score well. 162 defeated the Devils, 125. That was a solid score as well. Good scores on some of these big matchups. 35 for Prescott, 31 for Jacobs. He had a blistering game with a long touchdown to start. Diggs had 19. Metcalf 6. 13 for McBride, 21 for Pollard. And Nakua had 6. You've got to ask the question, is that early experiment just going a little bit cold right now? Maybe. Special teams had 31, which is really nice, really nice addition. Nothing to report on the bench, so that was the lineup. Devils 125, 40 for Allen. He's been our best quarterback for sure this year. Eckler 7, not quite our best running back. Lamb 17, continues just to be on fire. Downs a little quieter, 9. Just wasn't needed as much. Ferguson 4. 17 for Wilson, and Dotson had 10. Special teams combined for 21. Also pretty solid. Nothing to report on the bench. And without Andrews, I guess the gaping hole is tight end. Can they win with that tight end position a little down in Eckler, just not quite living up to expectations? We will find out. The Mudcats, 93. Defeated the Finns, 76. This is an unexpectedly disappointing effort from the Finns. Actually, that's a sentence that I've never said before. Muddy's 93, 1 for Tua, 27 for Robinson. Probably best rookie out of this lineup, this league, as from running backs for sure. Gibbs probably a close second. 4 for Cup, 8 for Pickens. Henry didn't score. Charbonnet had 9. A lot of good young talent on this team. Osborne 6. 38 for special teams. 38. It's like almost half the score. Beautiful. 10 for Mitchell, who as a running back just looks really exciting. 15 for Montgomery. Higbee had 19, so he may actually be going into the lineup. Now, on injury reserve, 43 for Williams. Someone's got to get dropped to get Williams back in the lineup because he exited exit reserve last week. But I suspect he might be in the lineup this week. We'll make some changes there, no problem. Okay, where are we now? We are headed to the Finns. The Finns, 19 for Mahomes, 5 for Barkley. Obviously, those two don't exist anymore. Brown had 14, 3 for Judy. Schultz had 1, 12 for Etienne. 10 for Mingo. And special teams had 12. Nothing to report on the bench. 76 for the Finns. The Costanzas, 132. Squeaked home against the Cows, 124. Hurts, 30. 11 for Hall. 24 for Waddle. 2 for Rashid. Shahid. Thomas had 3. 21 for Taylor and 27 for Moore. Some good scores there. Special teams had 14. On the bench, 33 for Stroud. I just want to call him out because he's actually been exceptional. Ford had 11. Rice had 29. So some scores on the bench worth considering. For the Cows, minus 4 for Dobbs. Could have been worse. Hard to believe that. Could have been worse. Swift had 9. Could have been a down week. Allen had 25, 30 for Hill. Kind of the usual. Hockenson had 16, 21 for Ridley. 17 for Dell. Special teams had 10. On the bench, Cook had 15. Robinson had 12. Flowers had 22. Hyatt had 20. Myers had 19. Are you kidding me? Wow. Like, this is a team that has got an insane amount of talent. And so that is something that's going to continue to be really interesting. Okay, so let's now take a look at the standings. The league is really starting to, which is the time of the year that does it, starts to kind of flesh out. The Wipeouts, with 2 weeks to go, have clinched a playoff berth, and I think they've won the division. I haven't done the actual math, but I think they've won the division because of just tiebreakers. They're 8-4. They're ahead of the North. 6-6. Maulers. The 7th-ranked team. So right now, they're on the outside looking in. And the Queens are out of it, as I said before. They're 4-8. In the South, the 7-5 Cows have clinched the division. So we've got the Cows and the Wipeouts that are division winners. The Dockers are essentially out of it. I think technically they are still in it. Yes, let's say they're still in it, but they're definitely in trouble. Finns are out for this year, and they are now looking pretty good for being the worst team, which I suppose it's a good thing. In the East, the Costanzas are 8-4. And they too have clinched, not the division, but they're in the playoffs. And so they will be fighting another day. The Crabs are 7-5. They have not clinched a playoff berth yet. They are the 5th seed, so they'll get that's the first wild card. And the Mudcats are not out of it. They're 6-6. I do believe they play each other this week, so that'll be a pretty interesting one. In the West, the Devils are 7-5. They have also not clinched yet, but they certainly are in very good shape. Either the Crabs or the Devils, I think, may have clinched, but the Budgies are hanging in there 6-6, and the Hamsters are out of it. So let's have a look at the matchups for this week as we just wrap up the podcast for the week. So this week, the Crabs play the Finns, perfect timing, as they've just ejected all their talent. I'd say the Crabs will do that one and probably clinch a playoff berth. The Devils play the Queens. I would say the Devils have the advantage there, but the Queens played well last week. I'll say the Devils, and that will clinch them the division. The Wipeouts will defeat the Maulers. The Budgies will defeat the Hamsters. And it's the Muddies Costanzas, and I'm going to say the Costanzas will win that one. That'll basically next week, I think, is going to solidify all the positions. The Cows will beat the Dockers. So next week, I think we'll have a clear picture of the playoffs, certainly be able to make some bolder predictions, and have a great week, everyone. Enjoy. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer.
Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer.
Last night, you had the enchilada combo platter. This morning, the three cheese omelet with broccoli. This afternoon, you're a ticking time bomb. Because of you, a simple elevator ride is suddenly a 42-floor plummet into the very bowels of hell.
You take my breath away.
Who did it? Who cares? Sweet mercy, please just someone light a match.
Sweet, sweet mercy.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh ninja of the nasty. And while you're at it, crack open a window.
Mr. Silent Killer Gas Passer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.